say, kids, what time is it?
Howdy, Mr. Duty, and boys and girls at home and kids here in the gallery, let's go! Sir, and here we are again with more Howdy Doody Time, transcribed direct from Dootyville, with Howdy and all the gang. Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring.
Hello, Buffalo Bob.
And Dilly Dally.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Phineas T. Buster.
The T is for Tweety.
I know. And the Flubadub.
Where would they be without me?
And our friend from Mars, Zabby.
Well, how do you do?
Yes, how do you do?
And this is the Peanut Gallery. Hey! Well, kids, today all our songs are about the sea and the people who sail on it. And you know, I can't think of a better song to start off with than our own Navy song, Anchors Away. Right, Howdy? Oh, yes, sir, Buffalo Bob. And I've got Zabby's Sporodoodle all set up here. So you kids just listen to what comes out when I play and sing into it. Here goes. Just what they'd like to have me do for them if I'm elected.
Well, don't bother, kiddo. You won't be elected.
What?
My man, Mr. X, is going to be the next president.
Oh, well, what makes...
Because Mr. X has more caucuses in the polls of the delegations, including the seated fraction of the Rules Committee.
Would you say that again?
I couldn't.
Mister, now, let's see now. First, we need a chairman.
First, we need a chair. I happen to have a chair outside that we can use.
Oh, well, okay. Buffalo Bob, you can be the chairman.
I object.
Well, why?
I don't know. Everybody always objects.
All right, now look. Now, the chair will put the objection to a vote. All those in favor of the objection will signify by saying aye.
Aye!
Those opposed will say no.
There, you see, it's a tie.
Oh, now, wait a minute. The chair rules the objection out of order.
It's a jip. The chair didn't say anything. You said it.
No, I didn't. Now, order.
Besides, it's my chair.
The delegate will please come to order.
I'll take my chair back. That's what I'll do.
I say order.
I'd like a ham sandwich with a chocolate soda.
Now, what are you talking about, Flubbadub?
I thought you were taking orders.
Now, don't be silly.
Hey, wait a minute. That's on my head.
I declare the Dudocratic National Convention now in session. We are here to nominate a candidate for president of all the kids in the United States.
Mr. Chairman.
The chair recognizes Delegate Flubbadub.
I would like to place a nomination, a man who has done...
What's the matter, Flub?
I forget what he's done.
Oh,
well, anyhow, I would like to place a nomination for president of the kids, your friend and mine, Howdy Doody!
All right. Convention will please come to order.
I object.
All right. The chair recognizes Delegate Mr. Buster.
I demand the poll.
Oh, now, wait a minute. The chair rules the delegate is out of order.
I demand a poll or I'm going to walk out of this convention, and then you'll be pretty uncomfortable.
Why?
I'll take my chair with me.
Oh, don't be so silly.
Mr. Chairman, do you recognize me?
The chair recognizes Delegate Dilly Dally. What do you want?
Nothing. I just wanted to see if you recognized me.
Please, now this is serious business. Any more nominating speeches?
Yes. I would like to place a nomination. A man who is my choice for president of the kids. And I nominate him, whether you like it or not. I nominate a man you all know and love. Mr. X. I demand a poll.
Well, your request is denied. We will now have a voice vote. All those in favor of Howdy Doody. All those in favor of Mr. X.
See? It's a tie again.
In the opinion of the chair, Howdy Doody wins. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. How can a chair have an opinion? What does this silly old chair know anyhow? Besides, it's my chair.
Order.
I'm walking out. I'm going to leave this convention and go fishing. But before I go, I demand a pole.
Well, what for?
For fishing. How can I go fishing if I don't have a pole?
Oh, don't be silly. Now, I declare the convention closed, and the winner and nominee for the Dudocrat Party to be... Howdy Doody! Boys and girls! Mr. Buster, stop that.
I was robbed!
Boys and girls, thank you for the honor of nominating me for president of the Cats. And if I'm elected, I promise you I will do everything in my power to see that the thingamajigs that you kids have suggested are made into laws. But first, I must be elected. Boy, Mr. X will be a difficult opponent to beat. So let me remind you kids again to vote for me in November, and I thank you kids. Oh, well, gang, there's the end of our convention. And it was pretty exciting.
It was a jip. I'm going to hold my own convention and nominate Mr. A.
All right, Mr. Buster, you do that. But gee, kids, you know, we still don't know who Mr. X is. I wonder who he could be. Well, maybe we'll find out next week.
Yankee Doodle came to town upon a little pony, stuck a feather in his hat and called it Macaroni. Yankee Doodle, Doodle Doo, Yankee Doodle Dandy, all the lads and lassies are as sweet as sugar candy. Okay, now all you boys and girls at home, let's hear you sing it. Come on! Upon a little pony, stuck a feather in his hat and called it Macaroni. Yankee Doodle, Doodle Doo, Yankee Doodle Dandy, all the lads and lassies are as sweet as sugar candy.
Right now it's time for a song. And say, I have one about a seagoing character you all know, Popeye the Sailor. Now, let's see. Popeye's voice is very, very low. No, even lower than that. Yeah, way down here. Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Yeah. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eats my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Of gazookas, which hates all palookas, what ain't on the up and square. I biffs them and buffs them and always I roughs them and none of them gets nowhere. Cause I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Oh, well, thank you, Popeye. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Bob Smith.
Today we have our friend from Mars, Zabby, back with us again. And you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about those flares. Why Zabby says things twice. It's because he has two heads.
Oh, of course I have two heads.
Why, yes, of course. Doesn't everybody?
Oh, well, hi, Zabby. No, you see, we people on Earth only have one head.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Two heads are better than one, you know.
Yes, and too many cooks spoil the broth.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
I don't know.
Well, then why did you say it?
I was just telling him so in case he ever wanted to make some broth, he wouldn't spoil it by using too many cooks.
Oh, you're foolish.
So are you.
You're worse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute, Zabby, please. Now, don't fight with yourself. Now, look, I would like to find out about those flying saucers. People think they come from Mars. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed. They certainly come from Mars.
Oh, really? Well, then they actually do come from Mars.
Positively, absolutely.
Oh.
Yes, positively, absolutely.
Zabby. Now, look, tell me, who is responsible for these flying saucers?
My wife, Mrs. Abby.
Yes, Mrs. Abby, my wife. The woman I married, you know.
Your wife? But, how come?
Well, my wife can't make a decent cup of coffee. Oh.
No, she can't. It's awful stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's always like dishwater.
Yes. Every day I tell her, please put a little coffee in it.
But you can't tell her anything.
No. Everything you tell her goes in one head and comes out the other.
Yeah, I know, but, what does all that have to do with these flying saucers?
Well, I sit down for breakfast and taste the coffee, and I say, "Phooey, this is awful."
Sometimes I say it.
Well, we both say it.
Oh, I see. And then what happens?
Well, then she picks up the coffee and throws the saucer at me.
And I duck, and the saucer sails out the window.
And down to Earth.
Oh, so that explains it. Well, then they really are flying saucers. Well, now look, that's very, very interesting, Zabby, but tell me, aren't you just about out of saucers and coffee cups by now?
Well, yes, we are, but that works out fine.
Oh?
Yes, fine. You see, there's nothing to drink coffee out of, so I have milk for breakfast.
Oh. Well, then you don't fight with your wife at breakfast anymore.
Oh, yes, we still fight.
Only now she throws the milk bottle at me.
Oh, I see. Well, anyhow, I guess we won't be seeing any more flying saucers.
No, but pretty soon you'll be seeing flying milk bottles.
Oh, well, we'll be looking for them, and, oh, thank you very, very much, Zabby.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Goodbye.
Yes, so long.
Kids, now that we know what flying saucers are, let's have another sea song. And here's a song that all the sailors used to sing in the olden days when they were far away from home and their wives and sweethearts were on the other side of the ocean. This is called "My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean." Princess?
My Bonnie is over the ocean. My Bonnie is over the ocean. Oh, bring back my Bonnie to me. My Bonnie to me.
were great, and Princess, many thanks.
Thank you, Buffalo Bob.
Kids, it's time for our Howdy Doody problem of the week. And this week's problem was sent in by Diane Hines of Rock Island, Illinois. And she writes, "My sister and I are always arguing about colors. I think red is the prettiest color, and she thinks green is. What do you think?" Well, now, wait a minute, kids. Let's see how the gang here feels about it. Howdy, what's your favorite color?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one, Buffalo Bob. I guess my favorite is blue.
Oh, blue? Well, why blue?
Well, the sky is blue, and the ocean is blue, and lots of things that I like are blue.
Well, that's good enough reason, Howdy. All right,
give me some suggestions.
All right, would you say, green?
No.
Blue?
No.
Red?
No. Try pink.
All right. Pink?
No.
Oh. Now, orange, vermilion, brown, yellow, maroon, indigo, violet.
Oh, wait. I know.
Oh, what is it?
Black.
What? You mean black is your favorite color?
Yes, I think everything should be black.
Oh, really? Why, Flub?
Well, if everything were black, then nobody could see if I left a ring around the bathtub.
Oh, I see. All right, fine. Forget it. Oh, Flubbadub.
Oh, yeah. Why, what's Junior been saying?
Just silly stuff. Oh. But Flubbadub, tell me, what's your favorite color?
Gurple.
I beg your pardon. What color?
I said my favorite color is gurple.
Now, wait a minute. You're not sick, are you, Flub?
No, that's my favorite color, all right. Gurple.
Well, I've never heard of anything being gurple.
Well, you see, it's a combination of green and purple. Gurple.
Oh, I see. Well, it doesn't sound very nice to me, but if you like it, all right, fine. Forget it. Mr. Buster, what's your favorite color?
Me? Oh, my favorite color is the color of my dog, Whitey.
Oh, so yours is white.
No, brown. Whitey is a brown dog.
Oh, a brown dog. Well, why don't you call him Brownie?
I can't. That's the canary's name.
Oh, I see. The canary's brown, huh?
No, she...
5 years old, and what's your favorite color?
Brown.
Why, Dolly?
Because I...
Little fellow, what's your name, Sonny?
John Kenneth Cullen.
What is it?
John Kenneth Cullen.
All right, Johnny, and how old are you?
5.
And what's your favorite color?
Black.
Black. Why, Johnny?
Because my dog is black.
Oh, your dog is black. What's his name?
Skippy.
Skippy. What kind of a dog is he?
A park retriever.
A park retriever?
Yes. Yeah.
What part is retriever?
A Labrador retriever.
Oh, I see. He's part Labrador retriever and part what else?
Part retriever.
Oh.
What's that?
Well, how big is the retriever part?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, all right. I just wondered. But you like your little doggie so much that because he is black is your favorite color.
Yeah.
Is that right? And how old are you?
5.
You're 5 years old. All right. Good luck to you. What's your doggie's name?
Skippy.
You say hello to Skippy for me, will you?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, little fella. And who's this little girl?
Callie and Gossier.
Well, hello, Dolly. And how old are you?
Four.
Four. And what's your favorite color?
White. Now why my teeth white?
Oh, your favorite color is white?
Yeah.
Because your teeth are white.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me see your teeth. Oh, they're very, very pretty. And you promise now that you're going to keep them white too, won't you? And you're going to brush them all the time. Is that right? All right, Dolly. Don't forget, after every meal, you brush your teeth, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
So that you'll keep them nice and...
Okay.
Nice and what?
White.
White. That's the girl.
My name is Jimmy.
Well, hello, Jimmy.
I'm 5 and a half.
You're 5 and a half?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite color, Jimmy?
Yellow.
Yellow. Why?
Because I have a... Star Trek yellow.
You have a what?
Dodger shirt is yellow.
You've got a Dodger shirt?
Yes.
And it's yellow.
Yeah.
You mean you're rooting for the Dodgers?
Yeah.
You think they're going to win, kids? Those were all very good answers, and Diane Hines, frankly, I don't think any one color is too much better than another. It's just a matter of your own personal taste. Well, kids, there's our problem for today, and next week we're going to have another one for you.
Down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, merrily, merrily.
Kids, I know you know this round. Row, row, row your boat. So come on, suppose we all sing it now. Here we go. First half of Howdy Doody Time, transcribed direct from the Howdy Doody Circus. And in just a minute, we're going to be back on most of these stations with another half hour of Howdy Doody fun, transcribed for everyone. Yes, sir.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.